You're listening to His Time. I'm Andy Bates. It is Friday morning. That means it is time for Creation Club. Good morning, Pastor Wirth.
Good morning, Andy.
A blessed Friday morning and time for Creation Club. What exciting topic do you have for us today?
Well, today we're going to talk about Texas and techs. And the techs is T-E-K-S, Texas Essential Knowledge and Skills, in particular the requirements that what students are supposed to know and be able to do in the area of science when they are tested by the standardized testing in the state of Texas. And I'm going to juxtapose a couple of articles I ran across in the past week. One was a post on the Huffington Post, and it was dated September 22nd. And the author of that is Michael Zimmerman, PhD. He's founder of the Clergy Letter Project. So that would tip your hand already if you know anything about that. That's a group of clergy. I think there's like 14,000 clergy that have signed this, basically saying that they don't see any problem with evolution and the Bible or evolution and faith. And so you shouldn't either. And these are the ones that often promote Darwin Sunday, you know, where you're supposed to celebrate Darwin and celebrate Darwinism and stuff in your church services. And so he wrote a piece called Promoting Religion and Politics Rather Than Science, Creationism's Reappearance at the Texas State Board of Education. I won't read the whole piece. It's a couple pages long and we have a lot to cover here. But I'll give you the gist of what he says. And in connection with that, we'll kind of put another thing with it. And that was at Answers in Genesis recently, September 10th of this year, they posted what's actually a chapter from one of their books. And the title of the book is Already Compromised. And it has to do with compromise in Christian colleges and universities, where they've compromised on the authority of Scripture, the issue of origins, and so forth. And so this is an article, just a chapter from that book that bemoans the fact that Christian doctrine has been compromised in Christian colleges. And so he has some things to say. And then I also have some other things we can maybe tie into that scripture and our own Lutheran Church Missouri Synod brief statement of the doctrinal position of the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod. So if we have time, we'll try to put these things together.
All right. Let's see what we can get to.
Okay. We'll start with the one from the Huffington Post. Again, this is Michael Zimmerman. And the title is Promoting Religion and Politics Rather Than Science. And so he says, they're back. The creationists are back in Texas attacking high-quality science education. Well, to be honest, they were never really gone, but they've opened a new front designed to ensure that the next generation of Texas students are saddled with the same political baggage as the last. Their goal has long been the case. It is to ensure that politics trumps science, that students are forced to endure polemics rather than receive an education that embraces the best modern science has to offer. So again, he's talking about the current situation involving a response to concerns raised by teachers, and the Texas State Board of Education then created a panel to review the Texas Essential Knowledge and Skills, TECS for short, and the subject of science.
All of our listeners in Texas who are students or parents are probably groaning about now as they hear that.
Okay, and again, these standards are state standards for what students are supposed to know and be able to do in various subject areas, and this one particularly in science. So some of the educators, presumably in secular schools, were concerned that the science standards had become so complex that they were actually impeding learning and were all but impossible to achieve. So the panel that was appointed by the Texas State Board of Education was given the charge to streamline the high school biology standards, okay, which in the opinion of this evolution-promoting individual is a good thing, because streamlining means we're going to get rid of the things that were unwelcome. Particularly, the controversy had to do with four of the standards that were added in 2009, and according to Mr. Zimmerman, over the objections of scientific experts who at that time were charged with defining the standards. The additions were either proposed by or supported by Don McLeroy, then chair of the SBOE. McLeroy, a young earth creationist, is best known for his assertion that somebody's got to stand up to the experts. What a statement, right? So, in other words, He was instrumental in getting four standards passed that some objected to, and so a panel was formed by the State Board of Education to remove those standards if possible. And what were those standards? Which, although the Streamlining Committee hasn't finished its work, the eight members did vote 6-2 to remove the four standards that were added in 2009. The two negative votes came from two creationists who are also on the State Board of Education. And the disputed standards are these. TEKS standard 7B deals with the sudden appearance of life on Earth, an event that neither biologists nor geologists consider particularly sudden, according to Zimmerman. And then another is standard 7G about the complexity of the cell. And once again, from the standpoint of creationists, obviously, this argues against the origin of life by unguided natural processes. And, of course, Zimmerman rejects that. He thinks that's scientifically bankrupt, the whole idea of intelligent design and irreducible complexity that's constantly being pushed by creationists, and it's scientifically bankrupt. Interesting thought. We can come back to that later. And then standard 3A embraces the creationist position that students should be exposed to all sides of evolution, even though this standard has been used to bring creationism into public school science classrooms and laboratories. Okay, and standard 9D promotes the creationist proposition that an intelligent designer must be responsible for the encoding information in complex molecules such as DNA. So those are the four standards that were introduced in 2009, and now a panel has voted to remove those four standards, and so there's controversy whether that actually will be what happens or not. Maybe we can address that, and then we'll see if we have time to bring in the other things that we had talked about earlier. So the lines are drawn, and according to Dr. Zimmerman, on the one side, we have Probe Ministries. A very clear but narrowly crafted religious mission statement is as follows. Probe's mission is to present the gospel to communities nationally and internationally by providing lifelong opportunities to integrate faith and learning through balanced, biblically-based scholarship, training people to love God by renewing their minds, and equipping the church to engage the world for Christ. That's the mission statement for Probe Ministries, apparently represented by at least one of the people at the State Board of Education. The other side is represented by Texas Freedom Network. That sounds great, doesn't it? Okay. With a far broader, more welcoming mission statement, the Texas Freedom Network is a nonpartisan grassroots organization of more than 131,000 religious and community leaders who support religious freedom, individual liberties, and public education. It's no accident that this man is actually, I think, the president of that organization. So that tells you something. Just, I know where I stand. And with me are more than 14,000 clergy members of the Clergy Letter Project who want students to experience the best science has to offer rather than the perspective of one specific religious group. How about you? And again, that's Michael Zimmerman, PhD, and posting this on the Huffington Post. Now, how much time do we have? We have a little bit of time
yet? We have just a little over 5 minutes.
Okay, then I'm not going to have time to get into a lot of detail on the other, so let's just kind of stick to this for now. Basically, let's look at what he's saying. Best in that science has to offer and the best education. The thing that consistently happens with these people is they don't want the other side to be told. In fact, they'll insist there is no other side. Which is interesting, because in science, there's always another side, right?
Right.
You know, so all kinds of things that are presented in science that have been studied, you know, somebody comes up with a new research and they're willing to contemplate it. And maybe we can overthrow everything we thought we knew about, .. So whether it's earthquakes or volcanoes or Pluto or something like this, new research is always overturning previously long-held ideas about what we thought we knew for sure about something. But that's not allowed when it comes to Darwinian evolution. That must be taught as unchallengeable doctrine in public schools. And so when somebody, like the aforementioned people, try to bring up things and include them in textbooks or the teaching standards, when they're actually asking that all sides of a particularly controversial theory get talked about, evidence in support of it, as well as evidence against it. This is not viewed as a welcome thing, helping children to have critical thinking capabilities. Instead, you're threatening dogma. Therefore, it's heresy, and we must root it out, because otherwise people are going to believe in God and creation and the Bible, and that would not ever do. Here is a quotation from the Humanist magazine about 30 years ago. "I'm convinced that the battle of humankind's future must be waged and won in the public school classroom by teachers who correctly perceive their role as the proselytizers of a new faith, a religion of humanity that recognizes and respects the spark of what theologians call divinity in every human being. These teachers must embody the same selfless dedication as the most rabid fundamentalist preachers, for they will be ministers of another sort, utilizing classroom instead of a pulpit to convey humanist values in whatever subject they teach, regardless of the educational level. Preschool, daycare, or large state university, the classroom must and will be an arena of conflict between the old and the new. The rotting corpse of Christianity, together with all its adjacent evils and misery, and the new faith of humanism." Aha! That's pretty revealing, isn't it?
Wow.
Okay. And how many teachers, wittingly or unwittingly, have bought into that very thing? Because basically what's happened over the last number of decades is that kind of philosophy, that kind of worldview, has taken control of pretty much all public education, and, to tell the truth, has infiltrated even some private education and Christian churches and schools and universities too. So we need to be discerning and on our guard, which is what the point of Answers in Genesis would be, as they would respond to this kind of thing. So what it comes down to is, you know, it's not that, certainly in Christian schools, we should insist that our teachers teach biblical doctrine. And in the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod, thank God, you know, we've come through some of those battles on the right side. That is to say, to reaffirm the authority of Scripture, to reaffirm what we've always taught on the basis of Holy Scripture regarding creation. We teach that God has created heaven and earth, and that in the manner and in the space of time recorded in the Holy Scriptures, especially in Genesis 1 and 2, namely that by his almighty creative word and in 6 days, we reject every doctrine which denies or limits the work of creation as taught in Scripture. In our days, it is denied or limited by those who assert, ostensibly in deference to science, that the world came into existence through a process of evolution. That is, that it has, in immense time periods of time, developed more or less of itself. Since no man was present when it pleased God to create the world, we must look for a reliable account of creation to God's own record, found in God's own book, the Bible. We accept God's own record with full confidence and confess with Luther's Catechism, "I believe that God has made me and all creatures." That's from the brief statement of the teachings of the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod. Thank God for that. But again, though we've passed this and reaffirm this time and again, still we must be ever vigilant as pastors, teachers, parents, grandparents, to be sure that what we actually teach in our churches, schools, colleges, and universities is in accord with that. And for the vast majority of our people who send their children to public school, to be very discerning about that too. Not to put out a witch hunt to attack teachers, many of whom are Christian and right, are trying to do an admirable job, but to be discerning what is taught in their textbooks, what's taught in the classrooms, and have these discussions with our children to fortify them and help them to realize there are answers. And there is another side, even if the Texas Board of Education is not going to allow it, or any other state's Board of Education does not want to allow it in the public school classroom. Outside of that classroom, we can certainly have conversations to show the rest of the story that is not told when people want to get rid of the rotting corpse of Christianity with all its adjacent evils and misery, and propagate a new faith, humanism.
That's profound. That's very interesting. Well, that's all our time for Creation Club. Perhaps we can continue that topic in the future as well, humanism.
I'll look forward to it. Maybe we can read some of the things I didn't have time to get to today, and we can continue the story of Christian education, secular education, and always keeping Christ at the center, because he is the way, the truth, and the life, our creator and our redeemer.
Amen. That does it for Creation Club. Thanks, Pastor Wirth.
You're welcome.